NEA putting patriotism first under Trump. Focusing on projects celebrating America's 250th anniversary. By David Ng on February 8, 2025. The National Endowment for the Arts, NEA, is putting patriotism front and center under a new directive from the Trump administration. Shifting its focus to projects that will celebrate America's 250th anniversary next year. In a significant departure from past administrations, President Donald Trump has issued new guidelines to the NEA, which hands out federal grants to arts organizations around the country. The updated directive will see the agency prioritize projects that celebrate the nation's rich artistic heritage and creativity by honoring the semi-quincentennial, the 250th anniversary of the United States, the NEA said in a press release Thursday. This can include projects that incorporate the anniversary within a larger effort. The Trump administration is expected to put significant resources into next year's celebration marking 250 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. In addition, the NEA said it is canceling its Challenge America grants, a program that gives money to small arts organizations that serve primarily ethnic minority groups and the LGBTQ2S+ community. Groups affected by the cuts can still apply for money through different programs, the NEA said. The NEA receives about $200 million annually in federal funding. The most recent chairperson was Maria Rosario Jackson, who was appointed by then-President Joe Biden in 2021. Jackson stepped down in January as President Trump took office. Over the years, the NEA has faced criticism for its funding decisions, with the organization handing out money to arts companies that promote a political agenda. Among the past recipients is New York's Public Theater, which infamously staged the stabbing death of President Trump in its 2017 production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. In his first term, President Trump previewed what a semi-quincentennial celebration might look like with his 2019 Salute to America. That patriotic event included flyovers with aircraft from each branch of the military, musical performances, and an exhibition by the Marine Corps Silent Drill Team.